Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 27th of April, recording at 5:50 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, that's earlier than usual because I've got an event on this evening. But first, let me run through the highlights with you. The global stock market correction continues, and that's despite what has been a short-term oversold condition. For markets, it really does look like we're not going to see much in the way of a bounce at this stage of the cycle. One factor, though, that helped to peg back the declines and actually push Wall Street to the slightly to the plus column as I speak has been a sharp drop in the price of crude oil here today, currently down 175. Bonds steadier on some soft durable goods information coming out of the US. Dollar mildly, well, slightly firmer overall. The sell-off in stock markets and concern about economic growth has spilled over into the metals markets, affecting most precious metals and also industrial metals here today. Okay, let's get back to the global stock market cycle. My feeling, again, is that not only was that two-year technical bull from March 2003 into March of this year, not only is that over, but that we are also seeing what is now a medium-term correction in global stock markets, likely to be faster on the downside and then the ascent. That's typical of stock market declines. It could be really quite sharp. In other words, I don't feel that it's anywhere near over, and it will affect all stock markets. We've seen that so far, and all the important lead indicators as far as stock market indices are concerned that I was following have turned quite negative. It's interesting, going with Owen through our huge chart library, and it's well worth having a look at that. Any of you who work with charts, if you haven't looked at the library recently, you'll be pleasantly surprised, I think, with a huge number of entries. But bottom line, the only stock markets that haven't succumbed to some real selling pressure are those of the Middle East. And it's not just the oil factor, because some of those countries really don't produce any oil to speak of, or none at all. And also the steady markets also include Israel. Now, my feeling is that it's just a matter of time before they get caught in the general downdraft that we are seeing for equities. So I would not be looking for bolt holes in the Middle East, not at this stage. When we get a bearish phase, remember the Wall Street leash factor, everything is pulled down, and accordingly, I've increased my short positions. I've increased my short positions in stock market futures. That's all detailed in comment of the day. And additionally, better late than ever, I cut back a little bit more of my exposure in other areas. I've been holding on to my industrial metals, very much hoping that they would stay steady long enough, due to Chinese demand generally, for me to step out just a little later on in a few more weeks' time with the full backwardation gains intact. I'm thinking now of copper and lead in that respect, but also a little bit in the platinum. That may be a risky strategy here. And bottom line overall is that if we are seeing a significant stock market correction, and that wouldn't surprise me at all, that will weigh on the many of the other markets, including commodity markets. So really, my overall strategy, I think, would be to lighten up further still, and to overhedge, in other words, have more short positions in stock market futures than I have longs in core areas that I really do like a lot, such as energy, industrial raw materials, and some of the Far Eastern positions. Again, all of those markets, I think they're terrific for the long term, but they are equally vulnerable during a stock market correction, because people sell the good as well as the not so good stuff. Now, it's indiscriminate, in other words. Government bonds, so as I said earlier, they picked up on the durable goods orders, but overall we do see sort of a general loss of upside momentum for these bond futures at any rate. And I wouldn't be surprised, well, I think they're closer to a sell than a buy here, but they may not come back that much while the stock market selling pressure is intense. We'll see. In terms of currencies, again, the main story is the dollar ranging throughout most of this year. I would not be willing at this stage to say that we have seen all of the dollar's technical rally that we're likely to get, but I don't feel that we will see more than a somewhat better technical rally and long term. And that would be helped by the rising interest rates in the United States, economic weakness elsewhere, particularly in Europe. And on a longer term basis, I feel that we've seen most of the dollar's bear trend, but probably not all of it. And we will see historic lows for the dollar index in that 80 to 78 level, tested and possibly exceeded somewhat. In terms of precious metals and industrial metals, this is an important secular bull market underway, but is vulnerable at the moment, as I mentioned earlier, because the general stock market sell-off that has affected not palladium so much in here today, where I closed a long position, but it has knocked back platinum, which had tested the upper side of its multi-month boundary once again. I think it goes back to August. Platinum has been running up to just over the 880 level and then falling back. But since December, it's been forming gradually higher lows, which has caused me to hold on, that plus the backwardation. But once again, this has responded in a true Sisyphusian manner. In other words, the rock gets rolled up the hill only to fall back again. And elsewhere, what can I point out? Gold, finally, which had been showing very good relative strength, finally getting clipped in here today, down 469 as I speak at 432.41. Again, bullish for the long term, but really range bound at this early stage of the secular bull market more often than not. Silver, always, well, usually volatile, I should say, but getting a down day in here today, down 11.5, 12 as I speak. I am rolling a May position, and that will, given the current decline in here, that will go out at a loss. I'll report on that tomorrow, but I'll be rolling that into the September contract. I would expect precious metals to move up when the stock market selling pressure abates and/or the U.S. dollar weakens. And crude oil—that's the big story. I think supplies are certainly adequate near term. That's put crude. The spot price NYME down to 52.45. Remember, I mentioned shortly after return to the office, it was last Wednesday, and I think Owen had mentioned it beforehand while I was away, that the backwardation that we had seen for many, many months, possibly over a year, indicating nearby shortages, that had been replaced by contangos, indicating that supplies were adequate, and that has kept. Kept energy prices in what I believe is a small corrective phase in terms of downside scope, but quite likely to last for a number of weeks, if not months. And I think that's pretty much it. So I'll just say have a splendid evening.